I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Two bombshell videotaped apologies were exhibited this week. One by singer Janet Jackson for exposing her breast during a Super Bowl halftime show. The other by the architect of Pakistan's nuclear weapons program, Abdul Qadir Khan, for supplying nuclear technology to other countries, including Iran, North Korea, and Libya. Our Brian Unger is here to examine the fallout from both video revelations in a special edition of the Unger Report. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Madeline. Indeed, the world was faced with two egregious breaches this week. One nuclear, the other mammary. One caused by a wardrobe malfunction.
Wardrobe malfunction.
Yes. The other, the cause of nuclear proliferation. Both Khan and Jackson apologized in videotaped statements for their illegal acts. First, Khan to Pakistani viewers.
I give an assurance, my dear brothers and sisters, that such activities will never take place in the future.
Then, Jackson.
I am really sorry if I offended anyone. That was truly not my intention.
In each case, Jackson and Khan take sole responsibility for their actions. First, Khan, a pioneer in R&D of uranium enrichment, who turned Pakistan into a nuclear nation. Then Jackson, a pioneer in R&B, who turned the U.S. into a rhythm nation.
Now, Brian, one would surmise that Khan's admission is the more serious admission. Khan admits to sending nuclear technology and possibly plans for a nuclear bomb to Libya, Iran, and North Korea, two of those countries, part of the axis of evil. Mm-hmm. This also puts into the credibility of major ally Pakistan in the war on terror. What's been the reaction?
Well, Khan was granted a pardon by the president of Pakistan. Here, Ms. Jackson faces a full-scale investigation by the FCC. She is under a microscope by the agency, not to mention web surfers who are asking, what was that thing on her breast?
What was that thing on her breast?
A device to hypnotize young people?
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But Khan is saying the army and President Musharraf knew of his actions. Quote, whatever I did, it was in the knowledge of the bosses.
Yes. And in each case, the guilty are fully contrite. In retrospect, Jackson explained the dangerous image of her unbound breasts this way.
My decision to change the Super Bowl performance was actually made after the final rehearsal. And unfortunately, the whole thing went wrong in the end.
And Khan is clearly aware of the potential damage of his actions.
My entire lifetime achievement of providing foolproof national security to my nation could have been placed in serious jeopardy.
And in the end, there is a link to what caused Khan to breach security and Jackson to breach her bra.
There is?
Yes.
In Khan's case?
Well, President Musharraf says it was money. In Jackson's case, filmmaker Spike Lee says it was also money and fame. But for Khan, isn't it enough to be the father of Pakistan's nuclear weapons program? The pay's decent, and he gets all the good tables. How much more does a guy need?
Brian, what have you learned from these two public displays of remorse?
However big the boob, videotape is the new way to say, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Brian's satirical take on the news. The Unger Report is regularly heard on Monday, and this Monday he tells us about a man who has a new idea for cleaning up TV, praying for Hollywood stars and executives. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.